Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers, Sunday Sermon, Christian Post, Police Confront Pro-Life Activist for Praying Silently Outside Abortion Clinic After Dropping Charges. All right, the headline is a little bit misleading, but I'm not going to spend too much time talking about the headline. The story is interesting. There are a lot of interesting stories out there, and I have just dismissed most of them. I might drop links on the blog that for stories that I just didn't feel like doing for one reason or another. But this one caught my eye. It's worth a conversation. It's all about exclusion zones at abortion clinics. And abortion clinics may not be the only zones like this, but there are exclusion zones. We have them in America, and they have them in the UK, and I think they take them rather more seriously in the UK than we do in the States. Let me just read this paragraph. The abortion facility is protected by a public space protection order that prohibits people from protesting, namely engaging in any act of approval or disapproval with respect to issues related to abortion services by any means within a certain distance of an abortion clinic. Now, I want to highlight approval or disapproval because there are ways that people who approve of abortion can engage in unsavory activity also. If they were, for instance, to stand in the exclusion zone, which is usually a zone that's, you know, very near the building wall, the doors, the entrances, things like that. If they stand within those areas silently and just hold a thumbs up, you know, as if to say, way to go, we approve, that would be illegal. They could be fined for that, okay? This is not a one-sided law. You can do your thumbs up outside of the exclusion zone. You cannot do it in the exclusion zone. This is a medical facility. It is not a stadium for a pep rally. And the same thing applies to people against. You can't stand there even in silent protest. So in the way that a supporter might stand there with a gesture, with thumbs up, the Christian stands there with head bowed in an obvious prayerful mode. It's the same thing. You can't do it. It is illegal. And so there were some arrests. She is right about that. She's been brought to court. The court has acquitted her, but only kind of. And the story mentions this. If you read the whole story, it's a fairly long story. They left the door open that they could revisit the arrest if there's further information. So she leans heavily on the idea that they said it's okay for her to be there. But that's only because her lawyers are threading the needle very, very carefully to stay within the letter of the law, even though they're well outside the spirit of the law. I don't have a problem with that necessarily, but I just want to let you know the actual situation when someone says, but the courts said that it was okay for her to be there. You're not getting really the whole story there. So I will, other than the headline, I would applaud the writer of this article, the Christian Post, for at least writing a fairly complete article. And I don't feel like I have to run around all over the internet to get important facts, even if some of them I think are downplayed and fairly deep in the article where a lot of people have stopped reading. So this woman, I did not catch her name actually, but she caught video. She had a video camera because of course she did. It's the only reason she's standing there. But you know, there's a video of her having a conversation with the police officer. The police officer is very respectful here. There's no kind of police abuse or overreach or anything like that. So you can watch the video. But she has the video because, and she was prepared for the video because that's why she's there. It is, in fact, a part of the protest. Let me read a little bit. In the latest video footage released by blah, 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 taken actually by ADF UK. I don't know who ADF UK is. I don't know if she's associated with them or not, but it's someone who is prepared to do the video. Taken on an unspecified date earlier this winter, the officer asked Von Spruce, so that's her last name. I'll mention her first name if I see it, if she was protesting, to which she responded, "No. First of all, I'm just going to call her out as a liar, as a goddamn liar. Of course she's protesting. She's making a silent protest, but it's still a protest. But she knows that she has to say no, otherwise she'd be arrested." This is what I mean by the lawyers threading the needle. They have clearly told her how to answer these questions so that she can keep from getting a fine. Are you protesting? No. The honest answer, the Christian's honest answer, would be yes. She's not honest, but it goes on. When asked if she was here to pray for the lives of the unborn children, Von Spruce replied, "As I've mentioned to you, to one of your colleagues before, I think that's a little bit of a leading question." Notice she doesn't answer the question. However, she then answers the question. She says, "No, I'm not actually today." So she's admitting that she either has been in the past or she might be in the future. But today, she's not here to pray for the lives of the unborn. Now notice this. I want you to hold this in your mind. The question is, are you here to pray for the lives of unborn children? Her answer after you get past the bullshit is, "No," this is a quote, "I'm not actually today," she continued. The officer followed up by inquiring if her actions could be carried out elsewhere, which prompted Von Spruce to assert that she was not doing any actions, but simply thinking silently in her head. Well, again, this is a lie. It maybe is legally true enough for the law. It's a lie. She is doing a silent protest, and she's doing it inside the exclusion zone so that she can be seen, so that to some small degree, she can intimidate those going in, so that she can protest, so that she can let people know that she and her God do not approve. That's why she's there. That's the action that she's doing. She is standing, obviously praying, with head bowed in the exclusion zone. That is an action. That's not a not action. So saying, "I'm simply thinking thoughts in my head," it's also problematic on another grounds. No, you are having communication. You're having supernatural communication with a spirit that you think is powerful enough to create change. You are kind of casting a spell. But if you think that you're fooling anybody by saying you're simply thinking thoughts in your head, you're not. However, I would love to, as an atheist, to water down all Christian prayer and just categorize it, as you have, as thinking thoughts silently in your head. Okay? That's nothing. So if that's what prayer is to a Christian, then that's nothing for anyone to consider. It's just thoughts you're having silently in your head. Okay, cool. But that's not what you think at all. That's not what you think you're doing. You're miscategorizing what you are doing, what you think you're doing. That is, in fact, all you're doing. But again, it's not all you're doing. What you're actually doing is standing there and being visible as a visible silent protest, as a little bit of a barrier to someone entering the clinic. That's what you're doing. That is an action. Okay, after the officer sought clarification as to why she had chosen this location to stand, Von Spruce noted that it was an abortion center. So understand her answer. "I've chosen to stand here because it's an abortion center." Adding, I'm praying for those who have been hurt by abortion. You remember I asked you to hold in your thought a little bit earlier that she was not there to pray for unborn children. But now, a little bit later in the interview, which once again is all on the video, so I encourage you to watch it. She says, I'm praying for those who have been hurt by abortion. Remember I said she was a dirty, rotten liar. Either she does not think that the unborn children are people who have been hurt by abortion, or she's lying. Either way, not actually helping the case for pro-life, not helping the case for Christianity. She's at this point just lying to stay on the side of the law that keeps her from getting a fine. And Christians are willing to do that, to lie through their teeth in public for Jesus, because they don't give a damn about your goddamn secular law. And so she is honoring Jesus here today by lying with her every word and making her prayer life sound stupid. Okay, so you can believe her and her faith is stupid, or you can not believe her and recognize that she's just a liar, just a Christian liar, just another Christian liar. And if you wonder why people like me approach Christians with a little bit of wariness when they start making certain claims, it's because of Christians like this. This is how they are representing your faith, Christians. And this is how they are wanting us to think of Christians. So you win. This is how I think of Christians. Now, don't get me wrong. I know that there are many honest, good, sincere Christians who are paragons of morality and good. I love these people. Always have, always will. But they would also be as appalled as I am by what's going on in this story for much the same reasons. Von Spruce indicated that she was aware of the law and told the officer that she had been arrested twice and gone to court and been acquitted for engaging in silent prayer at the facility. She also explained, I've actually received an email from the police telling me I'm allowed to be there. Nonetheless, the law enforcement officer told Von Spruce she was breaching the public space protection order in place. Von Spruce disagreed with the officer, who then asked her if she would move outside of the exclusion zone. Once again, all of this was very, very polite, so I'm glad there is a video there. She says, I don't see any reason why I should, why I would need to do that for the reasons I've just explained to you. She said, when the officer asked why she was not willing to move outside of the exclusion zone, Von Spruce reiterated that she had been to court over this. All right, so that's still not answering the question. The video concluded with the officer issuing Von Spruce a fixed penalty notice. Okay, this is not a ticket. It's a notice. As I understand it, it's a warning. Because he and his colleagues believed she was there to protest, which she was. And she should have just stood up for her faith and said, I am, and we ought to obey God rather than man. And she should have gotten a ticket or been hauled up for jail. But Christians don't want to do that. You know, they want the easy persecution. They don't. So they walk right up to the line, but not quite. And they'll lie about what they're doing. Von Spruce pushed back. I'm not protesting. I'm simply silently praying. And she goes on, you know, I've been arrested twice, because, you know, she loves that. That's a part of her Christian resume at this point. The officer intended to interrogate me for a simple act of thinking prayerful thoughts on a street, Von Spruce says. So you can read the rest of the order to see where that goes. But several times the officer asked her in different ways, would you be able to carry out what you're doing outside of the exclusion zone? Would that be possible? Is there something necessary about you being here as opposed to, you know, 8 feet away from here, you know, whatever the exclusion zone is? Which is a good question. It's the question that I want to end on, and I want Christians to think about. Really, really think about this for a moment. Because I think that your understanding of prayer as someone who kind of enjoys the theological game still, even though I'm not on your side of it. What are you saying about prayer? What is she saying about prayer? You know, if you agree with her, then what are you saying about prayer? Because what I say about prayer is, if she is doing it for the right reasons and appealing to a God with the right power, she could accomplish everything that she wants to accomplish in bed before she gets up in the morning. She can pray to God. She can do those same silent thoughts in her head in her prayer closet. She doesn't have to go to the abortion clinic. So does she believe that prayer is stronger if you are within proximity of the place that you're praying over or against? Does the proximity matter? If the proximity matters and you have to be there, that place has to be in sight, can you be just outside of the exclusion zone and pray just as effectively? Can you do that? Or do you need to be, is there some reason, in order for your prayer to be effective, to also be inside of the exclusion zone, right up against the building? Because that's where she is. Is that how prayer works for you? Because if you are supporting her in what she's saying and doing right now, you're really supporting a very weird, very superstitious idea of prayer that is not biblical. I hope you recognize that. But what we recognize on this side of the aisle is, this isn't about prayer. This isn't about concern for the unborn. This isn't about concern for people who have been hurt by abortion. This is about her being seen. Furthermore, she can be seen outside of the exclusion zone. She needs to be seen inside of the exclusion zone as a personal protest. That's what she's doing. And so the answer to the officer's question is no. She could not do what her goal is that she set out to do. She couldn't do that outside of the exclusion zone, because the entire purpose for her being there is to be inside of the exclusion zone and create this sense of confrontation, both with the law and with people coming in and out of the abortion clinic. That's what she's after. That's what she's getting. And Christians, if you think that that's a good thing, that speaks highly of your God's power, if this kind of selfish piety, this selfish public piety, if that's what you're thinking of as Christianity, then nobody of good conscience should want anything to do with it. And I can tell you for a fact, there are a lot of good Christians of good conscience who don't want anything to do with that sort of thing. You are not winning souls for Jesus by doing that. You are pushing people away who are on the bubble, who are looking at your behavior and your words and recognizing that that's not right. But I'm telling you, folks, and this isn't America that I'm reporting on. This is the freaking UK. This is all over the world. This is real Christianity, boots on the ground, butts in the pews, Christianity. That's enough for now. You know what to do. Skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log in your Discuss account and discuss away. Send me an email at skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until the next time, I will see you in the comments. And in the meantime, I'm out.